Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups say desperate civilians evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo, including many who were wounded. Red Cross spokesperson Anna Nelson spoke with VOA about the evacuations.
The International Committee of the Red Cross, along with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, were able to carry out several rounds of evacuations from Aleppo, from eastern Aleppo, during the day on Thursday. My understanding is that a fourth evacuation may be underway, but in total, 3,000 people were evacuated on Thursday alone, including 40 severely injured people and children.
Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let civilians leave. Previous ceasefires collapsed almost immediately, putting a halt to evacuation efforts. One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria, where police say he now directs terror attacks against his native land. Indonesian authorities have linked Barun Naim to a string of terror attacks in Indonesia. Naim reportedly directs IS operations in Indonesia through the Telegram app favored by the Islamic State in Raqqa, which is the militant group's de facto capital in Syria. European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months, sanctions in response to Russian activities in Ukraine. The decision to be announced officially in a few days came despite growing pressure among investors and energy interest in Europe for sanctions to be rolled back. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election towards him. Trump spoke at another installment in his thank you tour to those who helped clinch the election for him and used the occasion to honor those who voted for him.
The patriots in this arena tonight stood up for themselves and for their families and showed the whole world that the American people still run our country.
Meantime, one of Trump's biggest critics is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who told an Associated Press interviewer the nation should pay close attention to the people Trump is tapping to be part of his government.
He's putting together a team that runs all of the parts of government. And if we've got people in there who are putting their own financial interests first, who are putting their buddies on Wall Street first, who are putting Vladimir Putin high on their list of who to help out here, that really changes what we are as a country. And so I see this is a time we've really got to bear down and concentrate on what's happening.
President-elect Trump will be sworn in as president on January 20th. Stormy resignation of the Philippine vice president from her country's cabinet will allow her to mount more opposition to the controversial anti-drug campaign of President Rodrigo Duterte. Lenny Robredo quit the cabinet after Duterte asked her to stop attending meetings. Eduardo Arial is an associate professor at the National University of Singapore's Public Policy School.
She goes around the country to rally the people in the villages. There might be forces who might peg her on to rally the opposition. The president still has the bully pulpit when it comes to agenda setting. She's on the top of his game.
Robredo's opposition in the use of extrajudicial killings is expected for now neither to sway the anti-drug campaign nor other Duterte policies. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended 2 days of talks without any significant breakthrough today on the major issue that divides them, a territorial dispute over some islands that dates back to World War II. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.